Bibles to John chapter 6. John chapter 6. I want to share with you tonight the title, How to Be Used of God. How to Be Used of God. It's sure good seeing you folks tonight. John chapter 6. And verses 1 through 14, the Gospel of John. This is a good crowd for Sunday night. I appreciate you coming back. Let's stand for the reading of God's Word. You girls did a good job. I'm proud of you. But I'm even more proud of you for loving the Lord. That's what's really special. John 6, 1 says, after these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them, that were diseased. I'm going to tell you, when you see miracles, people come. Lord gives us the money to buy that, put up that brand new building out there. They're going to come because they're going to say, that's a miracle. You mean you ain't got no debt? No, we waited for God to give us the money. And Jesus went up into the mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. Notice he's in a mountain. How many see that? And the Passover feast of the Jews was nigh. Jesus then lifted his eyes up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him. He saith unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. You know, we always wonder, what are we going to do? God already knows the beginning and the end. That's why it tells, I was preaching last Wednesday, I might pick it up again over in Psalms. I only got through 7 verses, I think, on Psalms 37 about don't fret yourself. Don't quit your fretting, quit your fussing, quit your feuding. And notice in verse 7, Philip answered, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of the disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's. You know, it's always Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. It's never Peter. Andrew's brother. Did you ever notice that? And because Peter's the dominant. And Simon Peter said unto him, and there is a lad here. I circled that. A lad here. That's going to be my first point in just 1 minute. There's a lad here which had five barley loaves and 2 small fishes. 2 small fishes, by the way. But what are they among so many? Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in a number about 5,000. That's the men. They can count the women and children. Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples. The disciples to them that they were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. In other words, they had a smorgasbord, Bobby. Eddie, they ate as much as they wanted. They actually went to, what's that smorgasbord down the road here in Stowe? Golden Corral. They had like a Golden Corral. Only they didn't have to pay nothing. It was free. When they were filled. That, in other words, they couldn't eat no more. They were fundamentalists, weren't they? He said, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Because, see, the Lord never loses anybody. He never loses anything. Therefore, they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, this is of a truth, that the prophet should come into the world. You know, it's amazing. Too bad we have to see it. Boy, sometimes when you see it, you know, it's exciting, isn't it? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the miracle that Jesus did over 2,000 years ago. Lord, he's done many more after that. He's done miracles in our lives. He's done a miracle in my life. Just me standing here and preaching tonight. A little over a year ago, the doctors gave me up for dead. But here I stand here preaching and proclaiming your gospel tonight. And I want to praise you and tell you we love you tonight. And thank you for all your blessings. And Lord, thank you for the 20 years of service Tam and Davey have given to our church. And we pray you'll bless them and the children. And Lord, just be with our people now. And give me a, Lord, reach down and come down and use me to be a blessing to everyone here, we pray. In Christ's name, amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Tonight I want to share with you how to be used by God. How many want to be used by God? Let me see your hands. Anyone about it? Amen. And I might want to say that was today, that was the most sharpest bus routes I've ever seen with people driving with tuxedos, man. I just want to know one thing. Did you get him at Goodwill? Amen. Amen. That's the one thought I wanted to get from you. Amen. Now I know you're blessed for it. Amen. And so, good man, Josh. And so, I want to challenge you tonight to want to be used of God. And I've raised many, I thought everybody raised their hand. I want to be used of God. I'm going to give you just three quick points, then we're going to go over to the Becca building. Let me give some thought to you. I want to put something in your heart before you leave. We go over there. Number one, if you want to be used of God, and almost everyone raised their hand tonight, if you want to be used of God, number one, you need to be willing to be in the right place at the right time. If you want to be used of God, you need to be willing to be at the right place at the right time. I'll explain it. I got two more things. Because if you're not there, you can't be used. Jesus asked a question. When shall we buy bread? And in, that was verse 5. In verse 3, he said, verse 3 tells you he was in a high mountain. So they're up in the high mountains. I don't think Kmart was open. I don't think they had a Walmart. I don't think Giant Eagle had a store there. Or Acme Click. And even if they would have had them, Brother Rod, I don't think they'd had enough loaves of bread to feed 5,000 people. By the way, it was more than 5,000. That's just the men. But I'm going to tell you, they were in a predicament. Because even if the stores were there, which they weren't, they couldn't be furnished. I like God doing those things which are that people say cannot be done. I like watch God doing things. Amen? Listen, Jesus wanted to test their faith and their heart to see what he would do to help encourage their life. Look at verse 9. And that's my text verse here. There is a lad here. Boy, I got excited about this. They're looking, you know, they're saying, man, even if we had a lot of money, we couldn't buy 200 pennies worth of bread, couldn't be sufficient to feed all these people. And then Simon Peter in verse 8 says, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said, boy, Andrew's always bringing someone. You ever notice how Andrew's always bringing someone to Christ? He brought Peter to Christ, matter of fact. Peter, we read about Peter a lot, but it's always that, it's that silent brother that's always bringing people to Christ. You know, you don't always have to have your name out in front. Just worry about bringing people to Christ. Amen? But here's what got my heart, Josh, and I circled it in my Bible. There's a lad here. There's a lad here. There's a lad here. There's a lad here. Years ago, Pastor Dave preached a message, be there, I think it was something like, something about be there, be there. But notice that verse 9, there's a lad here. He's right here, right now. There's a special need, and he's there. Hello? If you're going to be used of God, the first thing you got to know is you got to be there. You got to be here. You got to be in the right place at the right time so God can use you. How many are still with me? Preacher, when is the right time? Listen, you must be ready all the time so when the time comes, you're there, prepared. Are you still with me? Notice the little lad could have been playing with his friends and missed that opportunity. But he didn't because he was used of God because he was there. He was here. There's a little, hey, I know we need some, but there's a little lad here. He's here. He's here. I'm going to tell you, the biggest thing about us, we need to be here. You want to do something for God? Then be here. You can't get out there when you're wrong away from it. You got to be here. The only reason God used that little guy is because he was there. Am I making sense to anybody tonight? Here. He's here right now. He said, no, I want to be near Christ. That little lad could have been playing with his friends, but he would have missed the opportunity. I'm not telling the kids not to play, but I'm just telling you the most important thing in our life as much as we can is to be here with Christ. Be in the Bible with Christ. Be in prayer with Christ. How many are still with me? There's a lad here. There's a lad here. I believe this, it doesn't say it, but here's what I'll give you my personal belief. I believe that little lad there was there because his focus was on Jesus. I believe he wanted to be there. I believe he probably said to his parents, "Can I go? I want to go with you." I believe that little lad was there because his focus was on Jesus. I believe he was close to Jesus. Brother Rich, I believe he was close because I believe he heard those words of Christ when Christ spoke to Philip. He had to be, Brother Rod, he had to be close. No one asked him for the food. He had to hear. That means he was close enough to Christ to hear Christ's plea. Am I making sense to anybody? A lot of times I believe we're not close enough to Christ and we don't hear his desires for our life. I believe he was close to Jesus because he heard Jesus ask Philip the question in verse 5, "When shall we buy bread?" I believe he told Andrew, "Jesus needs bread. He can have mine." I don't believe Andrew asked him. I believe he told Andrew, "Hey, I heard the Savior said he needed some bread. He can have mine. Go, Andrew, go tell Jesus he can have my bread. And I got two small fishes too." Get this. People who stay close to Jesus, here's Jesus' words. People who stay close to Jesus hear his words. And those that stay close to Jesus, they have a desire to please their Savior. Can anyone say amen? Amen. So listen, number one, the little lad was used for God's glory because, number one, he was in the right place at the right time. Now, get this. People need to want to be in the right place at the right time to be used of God. Did you hear what I said? People gotta want to be in the right place at the right time to be used of God. Hello. They have guys that they say they're on call. I'm on call, the railroad men and stuff. I'm on call 24 hours a day. We need to be on call for Jesus 24 hours a day. People need to want to be in the right place at the right time to be used of God. I wonder how many times, listen. How many times God could have used us? How many times have we forfeited and lost out if we only would have been in the right place at the right time? How many times have we lost out doing something for Christ because we weren't in the right place at the right time? Think about it. It's kind of sobering when you think about it. Say, boy, preacher, that means I got to be on my toes all the time. That's right. We're on call 24 hours a day. Amen? Listen, the world will try to take you from that right place so you never be there at the right time. But we need to rise above the world. Tonight, I was thinking about you kids. You're in the right place at the right time. I'm glad you're not running around somewhere. I'm glad you're not watching the boob tube somewhere. I'm glad you're in church singing and praising the Savior and hearing about his holy word. I think these kids are at the right place at the right time. By the way, if you wouldn't have been here tonight, you couldn't have sang for Christ. See, it's important. You can be used of God when you're in the right place at the right time. Can anyone say amen or oh me? The world will try to take you from that right place. You need your guard up. Don't let the world take you from the right place. Stay in the right place at the right time for Christ. And number two, not only should we be in the right place at the right time, but number two, we ought to be willing to give whatever is needed. That little lad was willing to give all that he had. Hi, Clara, I didn't see you. I'm so glad you're here. Did you bring her? Oh, I know I'm bringing a message, but God, I'm so glad you're here. Oh, man, praise the Lord. She's been in a nursing home. That's great. I am so glad. That's Stella, right? Stella Butcher. Right. Right. Yeah. Well, I'm glad she's here tonight. Amen. And I shouldn't have stopped my message, but I was so glad to see you. Number two, be willing to give whatever's needed. The little lad was willing to give all he had. Tonight, someone went out of their way probably and drove to pick some people up so they could come to church. Be willing to do that. Be willing to give whatever's needed. That little lad was willing to give all he had. Verse 9 says he had 5 barlows and 2 small fishes. You don't think he saw that huge crowd? He saw that huge crowd. But he said, Jesus, this is all I have. If you can use it, I'll give it to you. You know, many times we say, what good can I give? I can't do. No, you just give what you got. God will manifest it. It's not always how much you have to give, but how you give it. See, that little boy gave that from all his heart. Jesus, you got all of it. I'm giving all to you. All to Jesus. That's what we need to sing that song and believe the words. I'm going to give it all to you, Christ. All my day, all my time. He gave all he had. It was only 5 loaves and 2 small fishes, but he gave all he had to Christ. You know, God will bless what we bring to him. You say, I'd only give a couple bucks, but what good's that? Why don't you give it and see what God does with it? God blesses what we bring to him. That's why we should always bring our best to him. I think sometimes we don't bring our best because we think, I don't mean nothing. What can I do? I'm going to tell you, if every one of us would give our best, you'd see what great things God will do with it. I believe we're going to, I really believe in my heart. A lot of us went out yesterday that could go out. And I really believe we're going to see some fruit from that because we gave our best. Now, Brother Mike gave me and Rosie an easier route. And I was only out for like 10 or 15 minutes, but I'm going to tell you right now, we gave our best, Mike. And that's all God wanted. Hopefully I didn't catch pneumonia, amen? I was all packed up, man. I had sweaters and 3 shirts and a heavy coat and a suit coat. Good night, man. I was like a snowman there, you know. All I need is a little things in my eyes and stuff. But be willing to obey God will bless us what we bring to him. That's why we should always bring our best. Don't hold back on God. Don't hold back on God. Give God your very best. Always. Give God your very best. Always. Because it always makes a difference. When you're working those bus routes, boy, and that's a hard job. And I know because I did it for several years. Well, when you're out door knocking on Saturday, and that's the day you want to visit your buses, because if you don't visit on Saturday, you're not going to get the kids. Saturday is bus day. Give all you got. Don't take no shortcuts. Years ago when I was young, and I used to, we'd run that, and you don't have to do this. That was another time, and I was young, and I was a preacher. We'd go out, we'd meet in the mornings at the bus thing, and have a bus breakfast and a challenge. I usually preach, Brother Luther had me preach challenges. And then me and Bud Skiles would go out, and we'd run all our route. We'd do all our route, visit every kid on our route. And then we'd take another couple hours and visit for new people. But that's why my bus ran between 75 and 100 all the time. Hello? I spent 6 hours every Saturday knocking on doors. I'm not saying that to brag, and I'm not saying you got to do that. Don't misunderstand me. But what I'm saying is, I gave it my all. I didn't know nothing about it, but I gave it my all. And that's all God wants us to do is give our best. Don't do anything half-hearted. Billy just had surgery, but he was out yesterday pressing them out, man. I couldn't believe it. I said, man. He's worse off than the preacher. They're worried about me. He'll be worried about Brother Bill, but he was out there passing them out too. Amen. Just give your all. Give all you got for Christ. Does that make sense to anybody? Amen. Be willing to be in the right place at the right time. Be willing to give whatever is needed, your best. And lastly, number three, be willing to obey whatever is asked of you. Whatever is asked of you, be willing to obey it. The little boy heard the plea for the bread, and he was willing to give what he had. I want you to look with me in closing, Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 6. It has all three of these principles in here. I'm amazed at it. All three of the principles are in this story about Zacchaeus. If you look at Luke chapter 19, verse 1, Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Are you in Luke 19, 1? Behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was chief among the publicans. He was rich. He was rich because he was a crook. Kind of like people in our... Never mind, I'll get going. Congress. And he sought... It's amazing that... Did you ever notice why people would spend millions of dollars to get a job that only pays like $100,000 or $200,000 a year? Think about that. Well, they're dedicated. And I think some are. A few, I think some are. But those, a lot of them come in there poor, but they all go out rich. It's amazing how they all become millionaires after they leave. I don't know how they get it, Eddie, but they sure get it somehow. Oh, very good. I wasn't planned. Let me get back. And look at verse 3. And Zacchaeus, he sought to see Jesus. That's a pretty good thing to do. Best thing you can do is seek to see Jesus. Who he was. I want to know who this Jesus is. And could not for the press, because he was little of stature. Just a little fella. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree. And you kids sing that song. Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and then he climbed up sycamore tree to see what he could see. And Zacchaeus, come on, how many know that song? Yeah, it's a good little song. I used to sing when I was on the bus routes. You say, boy, preacher, I'm glad you're not on the bus routes no more. And he ran before and climbed up a sycamore tree to see him for he was to pass that way. And notice verse 5. And when Jesus came, circle that word, to the place. How many see that? When Jesus came to the place. My first point was this. To be used of God, you got to be at the right place at the right time. If he'd have waited 2 hours later, he would not have been at the right place at the right time. Am I making sense to anybody? Maybe if he'd have been even 15 minutes later, he might not have been at the right place at the right time. And he went and came, and when Jesus came to the place, to the very place where Zacchaeus was, that place where he ran and climbed the tree, he was in the right place at the right time. And by the way, the reason he was there at the right place at the right time, because he made effort to be there. See, it takes an effort to serve God. It takes an effort to be in the place where God is. And we got to want to be in that place. We got to yearn to be in that place. We need a desire to be in that place. Boy, I'm starting to feel better. The old man's coming back. How many hear what I'm saying tonight? See, the reason he was in that place, he desired to be there. He wanted to be there. Nothing would stop him from being there. See, he was in the right place at the right time. See, a lot of times God can use us if we're in the right place. And I know he's not saved yet, but I'm giving an illustration. He wouldn't even have got saved if he wouldn't have done the right time, the right place. But look how God uses us when we determine to be in the right place at the right time. When we have church time, you ought to be here. When we have Sunday school, you ought to be here. Whenever this church, hopefully we're going to get this great evangelist for 3 days. Dr. Dean Miller, not this week, but next week, if we can get him booked, he's here. The preacher called me. I'm going to get back to him tomorrow. And hopefully I can get him for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. He's one of the greatest preachers in America. He's like a Dr. L. Lacey. How many remember Dr. Dean Miller? He's in this area right now, or he's going to be. And we've got an opportunity to get him in our church for 3 days. If that happens, this will be the right place at the right time when he's preaching. See, a lot of times, you come to church, you say, there's been times when I was a kid, there's times I didn't want to come to church, but I came. And usually it's those times when you feel like not coming, God speaks to you and shows you something. Isn't that amazing? Wow! I'm going to be honest with you, preacher. We even talked about not coming, but man, am I glad I came, because boy, God really worked in my heart tonight. It's something how God does that. So he was, verse 5, number 1, Jesus came to the place. He was at the right, Zacchaeus was at the right place at the right time. Can anyone say amen to that? Secondly, verse 6, he willingly obeyed what was asked of him. Look what Jesus said in verse 6. And he made haste. Well, no, verse 5. Zacchaeus, make haste, come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Number 2, be willing to give what, number 3, be willing to obey whatever he's asked of you. Look at verse 6. He was asked to come down from that tree. Did he come? Did he delay? Did he have to think about it? Did he have to pray about it? You know, there's some things you don't got to pray about reading your Bible. You don't have to pray about coming to church. The Bible says, forsake not to assemble yourself. You don't have to pray about tithing. Leviticus 27:30 says, the tithe is the Lord, and it's holy. So when you don't tithe, by the way, you're taking something holy that's God's. See, there's some things you don't have to. I believe in prayer, but there's some things, it's black and white in the Bible. You don't have to pray. And notice he said, come on down. And he made haste and came down. He was willing to obey whatever is asked. You know, the little lad obeyed the Lord and gave him his bread and fish. And when we read this, Zacchaeus made haste and came down. I wonder how many times God speaks to us and tells us to do something. Work a Sunday school class. Work a bus route. Work something. Do something. Witness to a person. Call somebody up on the phone. Pray for somebody. He speaks to us about, and then we don't do it. I think when God speaks to us, listen to me real good. When God speaks to me and he speaks to you, I think whenever he speaks, we ought to stop what we're doing and attend to that matter. If he says, I want you to pray, for Brother Coolidge, then I need to stop right where I'm at and pray for you, Brother Coolidge. I've had people pray for me. They said, boy, preacher, we prayed for you. And I said, what time? And it was at this, and I said, my lands, you're not going to believe this, but I was going through a real bad situation. I said, oh, my lands, God had you intercede for me. How do you know? Rod just went and helped another preacher. God used you, Rod, to help that other preacher. Was discouraged. It might change his ministry. It might make the whole world to him his wife, because you were there for a blessing. I'm glad you obeyed the Lord. Amen. You know what trouble is? We want God to do things for us, but we don't want to do nothing for God. We say, God, can I have the can I have? And God said, well, can you just go down and give this guy a track? Nah, I don't think I got time for that. Well, could you just read a few chapters of your Bible? I'll try to work it in. Hello? And then be willing to give whatever is needed. Verse 8, look at verse 8. Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of all my goods I give to the poor. And if I've taken anything from any man false, I restore him fourfold. Wow. That's a repentant heart. That's a changed heart. That's a changed attitude. Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And I'm going to tell you, when you get plugged into Christ, things become new. Those old things passed away, and you say, I want to be a new creature. I want to be a creature that God can say that and pleases me. And I want to be a creature for God that the world can say, yes, he is a child of God, and yes, he's been with Jesus. So those three things are prevalent there with Zacchaeus. Jesus came to a place where he was at the right place at the right time. But verse 6, he was willing to obey what was asked of him. In verse 8, he was willing to give whatever is needed. I like that. I truly believe if you want to be used of God, in closing this closing verses, if you want to be used of God, number one, you must be faithful. You must be faithful in being in the right place at the right time. You must be willing to give. Number two, you must be willing to give yourself whatever is needed. In other words, give up yourself for the cause of Christ. And number three, you must be willing to obey whatever is asked of you to do. You want to, you do those things, those three simple thoughts, guarantee you'll be used of God. Today we're celebrating Pastor Dave and Tammy's 20th years of service here. Pastor Dave, I really believe if you wouldn't apply these three principles, you and Tammy wouldn't be here. Because they did apply them, they're here tonight and we celebrate with their 20th years of service. I close to say this to Pastor Dave and Tammy. We love you. We thank God for you. You are blessed me and this church beyond measure. Beyond measure. I could never tell you what you mean to my life. I could never tell you what you meant to this church. I'm glad, as he mentions a lot of times, the Lord, I obeyed God and started Lighthouse Baptist Church. And a little snot-nosed kid, 11 years old, came and got saved. Then later I met him years later because he wanted to date my daughter. I told him if he touched my daughter, I'd break his arm. And I'm glad he got saved. And I'm glad God brought him up and he brought him here. Who would know, Brother Josh, when I was down working in Toledo, building that storefront in that inner city, that God was going to bring a man that would be the co-pastor of this church and have such a great effect on this church as Pastor Dave Ballard. Isn't that amazing? Boy, God knows the picture from front to back, don't he? And so on this day, Pastor Dave's 20th year of service, we want to say we love you. Tammy and the kids, we're proud of you. We thank God for you. And keep on keeping on for Jesus. Let's go forward and do great things for God. And let's remember those three things, okay? Let's work hard at being at the right place at the right time. That's a start right there. If you're out of place, if you're not in the place, those other ones won't even matter because you won't be there. How many are with me? Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the time we've had in the Word of God. And I thank you for Pastor Dave and Tammy and the kids. And Lord, he loves you and they serve you. And I'm so thankful that you brought him here to Bethel. And I pray you'll bless him and his family. Lord, use him. Thank you for using him. And I just pray, Lord, even though he's done wonderful things, I pray in the next coming years he'll even exceedingly more what he's done here in the prior 20 years. Thank you for a people that loves their preachers. God, thank you for this church that's so loving and kind and so concerned for others. I pray you'll bless them. Bless our fellowship now, Father. Bless our food and fellowship and all that we're going to do. And just may it, Lord, may you come down and may it be a sweet place. May it just be a sweet fellowship tonight for the things of God. And we'll praise you in Christ's name. Amen. Let's stand. We're going to use a, what page are you on, John?